Gone Feral, written by Gwen Moffat and read by Rachel Babbage.
Chapter 1.
Look!
Exasperated, Sophie Daines tried again.
Think of him like an injured cat. He comes to your door crying. You'd take him in, wouldn't you?
He's healthy. He can be charming. And any injuries are of his own making,
Marjorie Neville thought grimly.
Aloud, she added, You're not a doormat.
It was a warning.
You don't mean that.
No. What I mean is...
Marjorie checked.
Don't interfere,
she told herself.
You don't tell your goddaughter that her husband is a freeloader. She'd said enough already, and not for the first time. It was you who likened him to an animal looking for a home,
she pointed out.
You never married.
It was meant as a fact, and sounded like a jibe. In full flight, Sophie didn't think to moderate her tone.
You don't know what that kind of bond is like. You've never shared a home.
I have cats.
It's not the same.
Of course it wasn't. Sophie was thinking of shared sex, but her godmother's mind was on companionship.
We're back where we started. Ugh, forget it. Let me freshen your drink.
Marjorie poured the Talisker with a lavish hand.
I'll be drunk.
You're not driving, girl. And what harm can you come to in my woods? All the neighbours come to that. Grizzly bears, man traps. Now, what have I said?
Nothing.
You flinched. This is the Lake District, not the Rockies or the Dark Ages.
Sophie shrugged.
Well, sprained ankles, a broken leg. You can die of hypothermia at relatively high temperatures. Who'd look after Michael?
She smiled ruefully. Marjorie refused to accept it as a joke.
You're positively neurotic today. What's eating you?
Michael.
The younger woman stared gloomily at the fells on the far side of the lake.
He wants to go to Iraq.
She sounded like a condemned prisoner.
To join the army?
As a reporter. It is his job.
The tone was reproving.
Yes.
It wasn't the moment, if it ever was, to point out that he'd left his last newspaper job under a cloud.
It's dangerous, Marjorie said.
That's what bothers me, the situation there.
Don't worry. What I mean is it's so dangerous I'm pretty certain that pressmen will be very carefully screened before they're allowed to go. Michael hasn't the necessary experience.
You reckon? Are you sure? I suppose you'd know.
Marjorie wrote short stories nowadays, but in her 30s she'd done some freelance journalism. Now she elaborated on just why Michael Daines wouldn't make it to Iraq, forbearing to mention that she thought it was merely another of his attention-seeking ploys, or indeed that he was blacklisted, information she'd caught on the media grapevine. It had to do with his claiming expenses for reports that he'd concocted at home. Michael maintained to family and friends that he had been unfairly dismissed, but he'd made no attempt at redress, and since his last job, he'd taken time out. Writing a book, he said vaguely. It could be competent. His writing, however artificial, was colourful. Sophie left after her second whiskey, citing supper to prepare, going down the lawn to the wild garden and the woods, and the path that would take her along the lake shore to the boathouse. From the terrace, Marjorie watched her go, a frown deepening to a scowl as she pondered the girl's situation.
Girl? She was a woman in her 40s, and should be well able to take care of herself.